Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good day. Today, my guest, he started with about $50,000, had a vacation in the early year of his first year of his marriage, then no vacation for 10 years, could never dream of going on a vacation once a year. Now he goes on four vacations a year. He takes his adult kids and he pays for them too. We say Lifestyles Unlimited. My guest today is really living that unlimited lifestyle, and it's 100% because of his real estate investing. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Dan Swain, and you know, Dan, he told me the other day, he said he didn't watch American Idol or TV. He got to work on building his dream lifestyle, and he retired himself in about 2.5 years, and you may be closer to retirement than you think. Dan, so glad you're with us today. I want you to just take a moment and just kind of introduce yourself to our audience, who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, education, that kind of thing.
Well, thanks, David. First off, I'm so glad that I'm able to share this experience with folks on the radio about how Lifestyles Unlimited has changed the lifestyle for my wife and my children and set us up for long-term wealth and long-term vacations, as you stated, so that's what's fun. Who I am? Well, I came originally from Washington State, a tiny town on the Great Peninsula known for lumber products. My dad worked in a sawmill. My mother worked in a department store. We had five kids. We lived a very poor lifestyle. It was very low economics, and, you know, I had the occasion to actually work in the wood products industry myself to get a feel for the fact that I don't want to do that. I didn't want to do that labor-intensive work. I honored my father because he always worked and did those kind of, you know, difficult and kind of terrible jobs, but that wasn't for me. So I was determined to break out of that little small town. So I started going to college. I was going to go to college. I didn't know, there was no one in my family ever, in any of the family tree, that had ever gone to college, period. And I said, I'm going to get out of here. And so I went to two community colleges, eventually went to two universities. It took me 7 years, but I finally graduated from college in Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So,
yeah, I want you to pause right there. Folks, as you're listening, if you want to do something bad enough, you can find a way to do it. And one thing I like to say over and over again is, and David Fisher says in the two-day financial freedom seminar we do, is stop trying to talk yourself out of something and try to talk yourself into it instead. It's a completely different picture. So good job on that, Dan. 7 years for college. And what was the trigger? First of all, let me ask you this. What was your investment strategy? Did you have an end game? Was retirement ever going to happen for you?
When you're a young guy, you don't think about that sort of thing. Retirement seems so far away. I could retire. I was going to retire, but it was probably going to be at 65, and I was going to have a lifestyle just like so many other people, looking at that nest egg that you built up in a 401k or IRA, but wondering if you are going to outlive that money. But then when you learned about investing in real estate, the opposite happens. The nest egg gets bigger every year because you have passive income from real estate, and your net worth grows, and you go on more trips, and your vacations and your retirement is better than you ever could have imagined.
Yeah, I say that often. The average retirement plan for the average American is, I hope that I die before I run out of money. And so much better to live off that money's productivity, which is what you did. Was there a trigger that set you on the path to seeing if there was a different way and discovering Lifestyles Unlimited?
Oh, like so many other people I've heard at case studies and on the radio, there's been layoffs that have happened in people's corporate life. They did the right thing. They worked hard. They got good grades. They went to college. You know, they got a job in corporate America, just like we've heard so many times. But then the Grim Reaper came and knocked on their door and said, hey, you don't have a job. Well, that happened to me twice in my young corporate career.
Oh, wow.
And it was devastating. And But finally, I got on the right path in terms of pretty doggone good job. I got into medical sales, ultimately with Johnson & Johnson for 26 years, and I was very successful. I was hospital-based pharmaceuticals, and I won every trip that they every award that they had to offer, everything. Mm-hmm. I went to Japan 3 times on trips. I went to Caribbean many times. You know, I did everything. I'd be at the President's Trophy Awards Center. They all loved me. But you know what? Corporations always love you until they don't. So then you get a new product, you get a new manager, and they're driving you to the wall, and you're not producing the way they think. And next thing you know, they're trying to get rid of you. And that's what happened to me after I'd worked for that company for a long time.
Wow. And I want to reiterate something you said. You said you got laid off twice when you were young. I remember one time saying, you know, I always thought only losers got laid off until I got laid off. And then I realized, oh, maybe that's not quite the situation. I've heard that story from so many people that they would look at their coworkers and say, yeah, that person's going to get laid off. And then all of a sudden it happened to them. And corporate America is not the security blanket that we're raised and taught that it should be. So you remind me how you discovered Lifestyles. You had a friend tell you about it. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I had a friend that was a coworker that was working with at Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson has a ton of different companies, and we had a product that we were co-marketing with him, with that other company, and his name is James Wenzel, still a member. And he told me about it, because he knew I was going through this difficulty with them trying to get rid of me when I was pretty young still. I had 2 kids in college. I mean, I was 56 years old. You didn't want to look for a job then. And he was a Lifestyles member, but a non-productive Lifestyles member. We started talking about it. We started thinking,
Hold right there, Dan. We're going to come to back on the other side of the break with that. We're talking to Dan Swain. He created a life. He said, I created a life for me that I never imagined having. 4 trips a year. He does trips that people do for their 50th anniversary one time. Stay with us through the break. We are working on your financial freedom.
Look at the effects of what happened in 2008, and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now. Real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Dan Swain. Dan said to me the other day, he said Lifestyles Unlimited created a life for him that he never imagined having. I love it when you said, you go on 4 trips a year, and they're the trips that most people do for their 50th anniversary one time. That is really, truly miraculous, and you're really blessed that you found Lifestyles. So you found Lifestyles through a coworker, and take us from there. You went to that 2-day financial freedom seminar with David Fisher, and your wife was already sold on real estate investing. Is that right? Why is that?
Yeah, I'm fortunate on that, David, because my wife's family, her mother, lived off passive income from commercial real estate in Bogota, Colombia. So she already knew about it. And so once she went to the 2-day, especially the 2nd day, starts learning about how you can really build wealth when you get to multifamily investing, she says, well, it's a done deal. Let's just go and join the full boat, which we did immediately. Yeah. We got after it really quick.
Now you liked multifamily investing as you sat through that two-day seminar. What did you like about it? And then tell us, why didn't you go straight to multifamily investing?
I liked the concept, and I understood the way you can increase your wealth just by increased NOI and that sort of thing. But it's kind of scary when you're going from no real estate and just had a house you lived in to giving it your money to people or yourself getting involved in multifamily as a lead investor. It's a big step. And so we decided, although we are eligible to go right into multifamily with the level we joined, we decided to just go into single family because it was kind of like a step-by-step learning process. Get your feet wet, and right, you have a little bit of more personal control.
And so you started with single family. How helpful was the education that you got and the mentoring that you got initially with the single family?
You know, like so many other people, it was fantastic, and it was beneficial. It gave you virtually everything you need to know, you need to do. And I mean, so many people have said on the radio or at case study that at the end of the 2 day, whoever's teaching it says right on the back page, I will not do what David says. I will not do what Ed says. I will not do what anybody says. But then you find out you know what you're supposed to do, but then you break away from the pattern and you pay the price, in which my wife and I did as well initially.
Yeah, that's what Del Walmsley, he says, real estate is simple, people are difficult. And then he says, you're difficult, pointing to the audience when I went through that two-day financial freedom seminar. If you follow the map, everything works perfectly. I've had a lot of mentors on the radio show, and I always ask them, did you make any mistakes? And they say, oh yeah, whenever I didn't do what Dell taught me to do. If you have the map, and I'm saying this, folks, as you're listening, because you're thinking, I don't know if this is something I could do. If you can follow instructions, you can be successful with real estate investing. Now, your first single family, you said it was horrifying. Tell us about that. You went out there, I think, and tell us about that experience.
Okay, so I had completed the 2 day no more than a month after that, prior to that. And my friend James, he was out in El Paso on his job, and he had a contractual relationship with a wholesaler. Right. That's a way of buying houses that you don't use a realtor. But you have to have a relationship with them before you can go on a house that they have a contract with. And he says, just tell them that you're my partner because I can't go. So I went there.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I'm so happy my wife was not with me. As a lot of times wives are thinking it's too ugly and gross, this house was a horror show. Hadn't been cleaned, had rotten. It had so much stench in there. They had to pull the carpets out before the contractor eventually would even go in there. But what happened is that there were three people that wanted to get this deal, and so they did a card draw. And one of the guys was a contractor that I saw at Lifestyles. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, if he's doing this, this must be a good deal. And so they did a card draw, and I drew an ace. So I got my first deal that quick. From September, when we went to 2 day, that was October, sometime in October.
Yeah, and folks, as you're listening, I know for San Antonio, and that's where, Dan, you are, I want to say the average time for a new Lifestyles member to get their first house, I want to say it's less than 6 weeks, which is kind of the time range you're thinking about. It's usually around a month over the last year. And so, again, it's something you can do. Now, so you found that house. Now you own the house. Walk us through the steps you took on that very first house. What did you do? How did you finance it, first of all?
I used hard money. So consequently, obviously, the folks on the listening radio may not know, but you'll learn it when you go to the two-day. And it basically lessens the amount of capital you have to have out of your pocket. I used that. So I acquired this property, hired a contractor. I didn't do any work. They did all the work. And I got into this deal very economically. It was a little bit of money out of my pocket.
Yeah. And one thing that I want to back up to is you said you walked in and there was a bad stench in the house. You know what that smell is, right?
Money.
That's the smell of money. That's exactly right. That's exactly the kind of house you want to buy. When I first started with Lifestyles Unlimited, I thought, you know, I want to find a nice starter home. I'm looking for something close to my home. I realized, no, what we do is we buy houses at a discount. So we capture the equity, and we've got a big chunk of equity even as we go into the house without considering the appreciation. So you finance it using a hard money loan, which allows you to finance some, in some cases, all of the rehab costs, which you cannot do with a conventional loan. And then you, when the rehab's done, you do a rate and term refi into a conventional 30-year mortgage. And like Dan said, we teach you all of this in the single family financial freedom seminar. What was your total out of pocket on that one? Do you remember?
I'm sure. I can't remember exactly, but it wasn't any more than $9,000.
Yeah, $9,000. And people say, oh, there's not any deals like that anymore. I was with David Fisher recently. I said, I can't find any deals. And I had already told him about Carmen, one of my teammates in San Antonio, one of my very good friends. She just got a house. She got it for zero out of pocket. And so there are deals like that out there. When you screen the tenants, tell our audience, how did you screen the tenants?
I'll back up for a second because...
Sure.
When you first get a house, you're freaking out because it's ready to go and you need to have a tenant in there because you're like losing your mind because you want to get them in there before you make your first mortgage payment. So that's one of the first mistakes that people can tend to make when they're nervous, and you may not get the best tenant, which you learn later it's worth your time.
But, because you think any tenant will do because I just got to get somebody in there.
You want a warm body.
Yeah.
Anyway, initially until you make the mistake and get the wrong person in there. But literally, this person responded to an ad that I put on the internet, and they came over there, and they were there for 2.5 years, and it worked out eventually. But I found out that people are all great when they're personally involved, but this couple went through a divorce, and they couldn't care less about me.
Hold right there, Dan. We're going to come back down on the other side of the break. We're talking to Dan Swain, who increased his net worth by 5 times in 7 years. And you want to hear the rest of that story. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, folks, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am your host, David Ruzicka, and we are working on your financial freedom. Today, I am with Dan Swain. Dan is a guy that increased his net worth 5 times since he retired. I want to really kind of hammer that a little bit. That means he spent a lifetime building a net worth. After he retired through his real estate investing, he increased his net worth by 5 times. What most people do is in retirement, they start eating away at that principal. And like we said at the beginning, hoping they die before they run out of money. Now, if you want to get a little more involved in this, if you want to understand more precisely how we make money in five different ways with real estate, I want you to sign up for one of our free workshops. You go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. I'm one of the workshop presenters. The next one I'm doing is April 7th. That's a Thursday night at 8:30 Central Time. So go lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up. If that night doesn't work for you, I've got teammates that do a great job, even better than me, in terms of delivering that workshop. And we'll share with you how we make money in real estate, the five ways that we do it, and give you a broad overview of everything we do with Lifestyles Unlimited. So I want you to take advantage of that. Now, Dan, you had that first house, but then you did something kind of remarkable, because people tell me, real estate's impossible. It takes so much time to do real estate. You're working a pretty intense job. You buy 10 houses in 18 months. I tell people in the free workshop, because one thing we go over the fears that people have about real estate, that's one of the big fears people have. I tell them, I have people that buy 10 houses in 18 months. You've actually done that. Tell us, how in the world, working full-time, were you able to do that?
Both my wife and I were working full-time, and she had a work-a-day office job. Her commute was 2 hours a day coming and going.
Oh, my goodness.
I was in medical sales. I had to go down to Laredo on my job, too. You know what we did? We just said, we didn't ask how to do it. We said, we're going to do it. We decided beforehand. There was no questions asked. And what that meant really is, and I kind of used the phrase when I talked to you earlier, we didn't know who was on American Idol. We didn't know what was going on any local TV. When those people were watching those shows, I was looking for deals on my own. And it was continuous. And I networked with several nationwide entities you can deal with to find the wholesale properties. And I was fortunate to find a guy that liked me. I liked him. And so he started calling me up whenever he got a deal. And he says, I'm giving you right of first refusal. And I bought six of them from that dude.
Wow. Wow. Hey, I want to hammer on something that you said. What's the show that you did not watch?
American Idol or whatever.
American Idol. There you go. I read a quote the other day. It said, turn off the TV and start creating a life that other people want to watch. Now, obviously, I mean, your life is going on vacations. I'm not sure anybody wants to watch that either. But it's creating that life that you want. Turn off your TV. Turn on your life. Life doesn't begin on the couch. It begins when you get out there and you make things happen. And that is what Dan did. Finding a wholesaler, finding somebody, networking with other people, putting together a team so you can be successful. We show you how to do that at Lifestyles Unlimited, and then you have to be aggressive. You have to take advantage of the education and go out and do it, and you can do what Dan did. Now, I got to ask you, Dan, you know, it reminded me, Tony Robbins said, he said, most people are not lazy. They simply have impotent goals. That is, goals that do not inspire them. And one thing we talk about in the Financial Freedom Seminar that David Fisher always talks about is you've got to have a big why. What is the reason you're doing this? It's got to be something that motivates you. Obviously, you and your wife were very motivated. What was the big why for you guys to cause you to, like you said, not watch TV, search, find network, and get the contacts that are able to make you successful? What was your big why?
My big why was actually that I'd gone through those two layoffs, and they were trying to get me again at the end of my career. As I said, I had two kids in college. I was in my late to mid-50s, and I had this manager that came in, and she was put me on what was called a corrective action plan. And it was 9 months of misery, but I was determined. I had responsibilities. I wasn't going to let them win that battle. So I knuckled under, embarrassed, and took it. And there was an account here in San Antonio, a hospital system. After they got me off this corrective action, within 2 months, I converted the entire system off onto my product. And I went from being a pariah to a hero. And I carried that thing forward. So when I was 60 years old, I walked the stage in Boca Raton at the President's Award trip. the number one sales rep in the country in my division, in my hospital division. And I said, I don't need you anymore because I followed Dell's map.
And that's when you retired, correct?
Yes, sir, when I was 60.
When you're 60. That is such a powerful story. That is awesome. And let me go ahead and do another. This is the Tony Robbins show. He said, if you want to be successful, find someone who's achieved the results you want and copy what they do, and you'll achieve the same results. Sounds like that's exactly what you did, Dan. You copied what Dell did. You copied what David did and retired yourself at 60 instead of 65 and were able to walk away from that job and have security. Did I get that right?
You got that right. That was just starting my wealth, though, as you stated earlier.
Right. So eventually you have 12 single, what was the most you had, 12 single family houses?
No, we bought 12, but in between we have sold three.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you, from those houses, you went from around $50,000 to over $1 million in equity on your single family. Created cash flow along the way. How long did it take for your wife to retire?
She retired 2 years after me, just because she liked her job, but she got a new boss and she didn't like her. And I said, "That's enough. You're driving your car 2 hours a day. You're quitting. That's it." So I retired her.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I love that because it is, I mean, it's about the lifestyle. If you want to keep working, you can keep working. And I've had people tell me it's a lot more fun going to work when you don't have to and you know that you can walk away from the job. Robert Hale, yeah, one of our multifamily mentors out of San Antonio, he kept working for a while. He said, all of a sudden it was a pleasure to go to work every day because, like, what are they going to do? Fire me? I mean, I enjoyed my job. I wasn't grinding it just to get by. I was doing what I enjoyed doing. So powerful on that. What was the next step? So you've got all these single family houses. You're retired.
Yeah.
Where'd you go from there?
Well, then we decided to, it happened when I was in Florida at that place, at the retirement, that President's Club where I retired. Mm-hmm. We closed on our first multifamily deal when we were in Florida, Boca Raton.
Were you an IRO or were you a passive investor in somebody's deal?
I was a passive. I had sold those those single families, and I took some money out of my 401k. That's the only money I ever took out of there. I took $225,000. Remember, that's my net that I'd saved for years. And that netted after taxes, $200,000. So I took the proceeds of those three sales and that, and I started preparing to get into multifamily, and my first investment was $100,000 in that one multifamily.
Comparatively, give the folks an idea of the difference between, I mean, if that money had stayed in your 401k, average rate of return on the stock market over any 30-year period is 7 to 8%. Maybe you do a little better. I mean, it was done okay recently. What was the difference comparatively with that money when you took it out? Give the folks an idea of what that money returned to you.
Well, I can't give you the exact...
Hold right there. We're going to hear on the other side of the break. We're talking to Dan Swain, who came from poverty, went to college, paid for it over 7 years, retired himself at 60, and vacations 4 times a year. Hey, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, I am your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Investor Radio Show. We're working on your financial freedom. And I said earlier on in the show, Tony Robbins said, if you want to be successful, find someone who's achieved the results you want and copy what they do, and you'll achieve the same results. We're talking to a guy right now, Dan Swain. You can copy what he did. You do that by joining Lifestyles Unlimited, taking the education, and you can have the kind of experience that he had, which is increasing his net worth by five times. Retiring himself at age 60, and we're going to hear a little bit of more about the lifestyle that he's living now as we go through. Now, you took your money out of your 401k, which many people would say is insane. That's crazy. You don't do that kind of thing. That's your golden egg that you're going to keep and you're going to live off until you die, and you're going to hope that you die before it runs out of money. So you did that, and you netted, I think you said $200,000. You put that in multifamily investing. And give the folks an idea of what the return on that money was that you took out of that 401k.
It's even hard for me to even believe. So our multifamily portfolio has yielded average cash-on-cash returns of about 10%, but it's also had a number of these been sold or done cash-out refinancing, and those two combined have totaled $1 million. Remember, that's from my original investment that you spoke of earlier.
So increased by about five times, paying you cash flow along the way. When is the last time your 401k ever paid you any kind of dividend, any cash flow at all? Never. It doesn't do that. When is the last time your 401k increased by five times in a short period of time, like 5 to 7 years? Never. That doesn't happen. Here's the thing. Del Walmsley says you can't get rich slow. It took me a while when I first joined to understand what he meant by that. And what he meant is you can't save your way to wealth with an IRA, with a 401k. You need to do something that's going to bring you 100% returns every couple of years. That is what Dan did with the money that he took out of the 401k. That's why he's willing to pay the penalty, take the money, pay the taxes on the money, take it out of that golden egg security blanket and invest it in multifamily where you have forced appreciation. And we'll tell you about that in the free workshop, but that forced appreciation that allows you to get those kind of returns. So good job, Dan. And in addition to that, you still have how much in equity in your single family homes?
Yeah, we still have 9 single family properties. We've refinanced out those properties and taken $400,000 out of those. So I have none of my money into those things now. And currently our single family carries an equity of $1,035,000 and still cash flows $3,650 a month.
That's in spite of you taking out $400,000.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That is amazing. Describe to the people the lifestyle that you're living right now.
My lifestyle is doing whatever I want to do. You know, I'm not a lavish person. We live within our means, position ourselves so that when we got retired, all the money we make can be on fun or doing things for our kids. We don't have to think about it anymore. And so we do a lot of fun stuff. We've got we like to go on vacations, as we stated earlier, and we do take our adult children frequently on our vacations, the ones that are in the Caribbean. And not just them, we take their friends or their significant others on vacation, and we pay for them too, including the drink package. So you know, our kids and our kids' friends love it. So it's fun
sure.
to be around your family and pay for everything when you got the money.
Yeah, yeah. You told me the first time you did that, you didn't really tell them that you're paying for the drink package, which is a good upcharge, I'm sure. And they were shocked to find out that Dad was doing all this for them. What a great legacy to leave for your kids, for them to latch on to and aspire to. Then you did something else. Before the pandemic, our free workshops, they're all live streamed now. Before the pandemic, we would travel all over the country to do the free workshop. We still do that with the 2-day financial freedom seminar, but like I said, we live stream the free workshop now. Now you took that on, Dan. Why did you want to do that?
No, I love being in front of people. I mean, yeah. I was in sales my whole life and I missed that interaction.
Right.
And I like to talk to people about something that I believe in. And I believe in the map. And if you follow it, it's changed my life. And I want to convey that to other people because, you know, they just need it, you know, and it's the 80-20 rule. You know, we often know that oftentimes people will hear things and they'll go about their life. But it was so wonderful when I'd see these folks that joined after I put on the free workshop, and I'd see them at Caseley, and they talked to me about their deals they ran or their multifamilies they'd been involved in. It was so great to see that they're following the same path that you and I have followed.
Yeah, it's such a great thing to see people's lives dramatically change in a way that they never thought they could. And that's exactly what happened in your life. What a great job doing that. You're also on, are you still on TV spots in San Antonio?
Yes, we in San Antonio, and most major cities have these morning shows that they have very attractive people on there. And they have basically commercials that are coming on there that are companies get in there and talk about their entities, their products. And so I do go on these here in San Antonio. And with the pandemic, I don't want to have to leave my house. I just get on and they ask me about, well, what's going on? Lifestyles Unlimited, tell us about it. And so they're about 3.5 minute pieces. And so I do that two every other month. And one of the other members of Lifestyles, they do it the other month. So it keeps me involved from that standpoint. And it's fun. And I enjoy it. I really miss going to studios, though, because you used to meet a lot of interesting people. But this Zoom stuff, I hope we get to go back live soon.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. What is your current goal? Where do you want to go from here? I mean, you've been amazingly successful at real estate investing.
Well, I'm still investing. I just invested since August. I've invested in 4 additional multifamily deals, so I'm keeping on going. I've got 2 that are. At least 1 that's going to sell this year, because I already know, because the money's hard on it. Hopefully another one. So that'll bring more money. So I love to invest. It's fun to look at it and see if it's a good deal. In fact, on Friday, I'm going to go do due diligence with the deal I'm getting on. So I like to be actively involved in the whole process and help the people that are putting the deals together. Aside from that, just to keep on having fun, doing things to support my church and my community. And, you know, just be living the life that I can live, because I don't have to worry about finances anymore.
The number one thing I hear is folks want to wait. Maybe folks that are listening even. They want to wait because of COVID, because of the price of milk, because of the price of gas. COVID booster number 327, the next election. Now Armageddon is coming. We're going to have World War III. You should be buying a bunker, not a rent house. Inflation's going up. Gas is up. Oil's up. We're all going to die. What would you say to somebody? Why should someone get into real estate investing now, Dan?
I'll give an example instead of that. I have a friend of mine that they were members and stuff, but then COVID came, and then everybody got afraid, and they got afraid as well. During that time, it was 18 months ago, we bought a house in the Braunfels, and we just bought it. It was a regular listing. It wasn't even a busted down house. It was a great house. Guess what happened in the last year? That house appreciated $83,000. Well, that was quite a bit of money, because our daughter's living in that house, so we put down enough money so she could afford to live there.
Right.
I put down, this may seem like a lot of money, but think of that other figure. I put down $52,000. It's gone up $83,000 in 18 months.
Almost,
so that still gives me $32,000 equity right there.
Almost. That's tremendous. Wow.
You can't do wrong in real estate. It's forgiving.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, folks, we're not investing in commercial real estate. We're investing in single-family homes and apartment communities. Everybody has to have a home. Everybody has to have a place to live. You don't invest in markets where people are fleeing, like California and New York, where that are landlord unfriendly. You invest in places where people are moving, where people want to live, and where people can build a good life, and where the laws are tenant-friendly. Dan, just in the last 15 seconds here, anything else that you would want to say to someone that's sitting out there listening, thinking, should I sign up for this free workshop or whatever the next step would be for them?
I would tell you that other than finding your spouse or having your children, this is the best thing you're ever going to do for you, because you're going to be able to earn money in a very fair fashion and meet the needs of a community that needs a safe and wonderful place to live. And you're going to benefit from the American experiment. Just do it. You're never going to regret it.
That is great. Thanks so much. We got Dan Swain. I'm David Ruzicka, your host. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
You see a lot of people that are going through their savings rapidly, especially during the pandemic when there was no work going on. People that work for short periods of time had a lot of problems because there was no jobs for them. The second problem they experienced, though, was that they don't have savings accounts because there's no savings plan set up. There's no 401k, there's no IRA. Again, you should have that on your own. Even without a 401k or IRA, you should have some type of investment plan. But the most important ones, I think, was the one before that, which is said people don't know how to invest. Even if you have a savings plan, and obviously if you put in a 401k and IRA, you really can't control it. But even if you do have an investment plan, you have to know how to invest your money to be able to do what we do here at Lifestyles, which is make a lot of money. Let's just put a cap on it. What do? We make a lot more money than the average person makes in their savings plans, with their savings plans. In other words, we take monies, just like everybody else does, that we've saved from some type of income producing situation, and we invest it.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.